Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Thursday. Magnificent Thursday. Thirsty Thursday. Eastrix Holiday, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We're Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Degrees of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, 168th and Maple up there in the O, in the dead heat of spring ball, in the dead heat of the first day of the Masters. A lot of going on right there, a lot of movement going on there. Justin Rose has found his form, at least for a day. Scottie Scheffler is doing his thing. Fresh out of being jailed last year in a tournament. Hurt his wrist doing who knows what, but didn't lose his form. So plenty of other players are trying to either stay steady or make a move or create a little bit of separation on the field. But somebody that's trying to separate themselves in college football news is the young stunner from the University of Tennessee, Nico
Yamaleva.
Yamaleva said, I want to get Yama paid again. Nico Yamaleva is one of the first quarterbacks to get a huge NIL deal, like legit, not the one that Florida forgot that they agreed to, you know, by the time the quarterback got there. And, you know, taking Tennessee or being on the team of Tennessee, goes to college football playoffs, even though they got shellacked against Ohio State. The reports are that, you know, essentially he's in a contract holdout, which would be the equivalent of a quarterback not showing up to minicamp, which would be the equivalent of spring ball. I think this is something that you're going to see more often. Now, it also lets me know that the talks haven't been going well because you got bounced in January.
It is now mid-April.
It is pretty much May, right? And you in spring ball. And you still haven't figured it out. This is the business should have been done a long time ago. I also wonder if he purposely waited or his agent decided to purposely wait because the transfer portal is about to open up and that could potentially drive the price. So Tennessee's going to have to rustle up some of them volunteer alumni and, you know, get some money, you know, to put in his pocket to keep him around because it's a little bit like when Philip Fulmer was there. I have a couple of really good friends I play with in the NFL and, you know, a former friend that's a Tennessee volunteer. He loves Tennessee.
Poor guy.
And it's funny because I remember when people were saying, oh, Frank Solich, you only won 9 games. You need to, you know, change your whole offense, the West Coast offense, all that. And then we got rid of Frank. And then obviously Bo did well and all that. Well, remember when Philip Fulmer went to the SEC championship next year? I think they were one game away. The third year, they really struggled late in his career. And I said, be careful what you wish for. This is the same thing right here with Tennessee. Now their expectations, which is tied to emotion, not the standard, is college football playoff every year. Mm-hmm. That lets you know it's emotional. It's not even rational because it's in the SEC, where Tennessee is, where it's not, when you're not Bama, Georgia, Texas now, or, you know, heck, they're right on line probably with Ole Miss, right? And, and so you're not a foregone conclusion and you don't have the history to be, you know, thought of in the highlight in high enough in the preseason. You lose your quarterback, you're going to be like Pruitt. They're going to run you up out of there.
Okay, I'm glad you went there because I would love to know what percentage of Tennessee fans or really any college football program, if you transpose a similar situation on them, would feel which way. Because I think there's a large chunk of the fan base that would feel exactly that way, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, we made the college football playoff. Went on the road. It was always going to be a tough task, but we finally broke through. We're there. We're trending up. We're trending in the right direction. Things seem like they're in a good spot. You couldn't keep the quarterback. That's on you. You knew you had to win. I also think there's a large chunk of fans, Jay, who would look at that and say, okay, if he didn't want to be here,
so be it.
Right. Let him go. Because I think NFL teams, and as we move toward a more NFL, model in a lot of ways in college football, how many NFL teams have gotten themselves in trouble paying great quarterback money for a decent to good quarterback? And there's not a salary cap, right? Essentially, but not entirely. You can supplement with the NIL, supposedly, according to the House settlement that the mayor may not be coming down here in the next handful of days or so. But it'd be risky to let Nico Iamaleva walk. But would fans understand, like, oh, he pulled a kind of a weak move. Maybe don't hate the player, hate the game, right, with the leverage of the transfer portal. But if he wants to walk, you're like, no, we have other holes in our roster to fill. We had this budgeted. He was okay with it. Then all of a sudden had a change of heart. For every fan that would be upset that Tennessee, quote unquote, let Nico Iamaleva walk away, I'm sure there'd be a fan that understands, yeah, maybe he was getting out over his skis, getting a little too big for his britches. And it sucks right now, but this is why you go recruit a quarterback every year. Your transfer portal is about to open up, so you can do there. Will it be the same? Probably not, but also maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you have probably a threshold that you're willing to go to, and it also depends on how the negotiation goes. Do you cross that attack personally line, and is he in the portal for the right reasons? Because he may be legitimately underpaid based on what he was paid previously. And that's when you have to, understand, okay, he's earned it. If he continues to progress, then we're going to play him for potential, success as well. So it's interesting. He's a California kid, I think. So, the appeal of maybe potentially going into USC and moving will always be there. So you're fighting against the unknown because you just never know what these, young men and women are thinking about when they go in the portal. There's different reasons and all the factors are never known. It's just really easy to go in the portal, whether you really want to be in the portal or you kind of get forced in there. And so we'll see what happens. Obviously he's not in the portal, but it does seep into your mind. I mean, also for teammates as well. It's not just if he leaves, not everybody else, but other guys could potentially leave. And so, I think if I'm a coach or administrator, as long as I'm taking care of the players as best as possible, and they still decide to leave, then you can't really be emotionally attached to it. And you only can worry about who you can coach, who's here. And that's a straight NFL mentality. I mean, you see it just like, with Malone and Booth with the Denver Nuggets. And Bill Parcells, where he was saying that he wasn't allowed to shop for the groceries when he was the Patriots coach. And so it does happen, but you only can worry about who wants to be there. And Tennessee's a really good spot for him. I can't envision another place where he would maybe make as much, be featured as much, but then also fit as well, because you already know what he can do at Tennessee. And you also know that he can get significantly better as well. So
same for Heupel.
Right.
Exact same for Heupel. I mean, he's really grown into his own as a coach. I mean, a little bit at UCF, but now at Tennessee, he's proven he can, win double digit games as an SEC team in the SEC conference. You can see both those guys being successful somewhere else, but it also makes you wonder, why would Tennessee or they be looking somewhere else?
Well, you always think about, how much harder would it be to get to the same success that you're at right now?
Yeah.
Because you don't have to leave this place and go and start over. So you're going to think you're going to a place that just needs a little bit of a boost. You're not going to go from Tennessee to Youngstown State unless things go haywire. But if you have some sort of success at Tennessee and continue to be, successful, you're gonna maybe move laterally, and that's based on family factors, maybe getting back home, or in his case, Oklahoma, right? So Tennessee, Oklahoma, probably about the same. Maybe I was Tennessee, maybe a little bit higher, but Oklahoma has that factor of alumnus that makes it even Steven. Or you're gonna really, really level up, and I don't think he's really even at that point yet. And there's not any really huge level up jobs that are that much bigger than Tennessee out there, and there's not, and that's just in general. So
Tennessee's what, a not tier 1A job, 1B, tier 2?
For sure.
Yeah. Not lower than that.
No. It's a great job. I mean, you got a great recruiting base, you got a great fan base, alumnus. You know, you're in the, you know, one of the best conference. I think the Big Ten is the best, SEC. You know, you can go back and forth. And so it's a big upgrade from UCF. You know, you made a huge leap. You know, my man down in Missouri stood on business and you were able to bounce back. You got a little bit of get back. So I think it's with Nico, it's going to be interesting to see what he does. Now, also, when you look at it on this on three thing, they came out with the top 10 quarterbacks in the nation. Mm-hmm. Top 10. Which is crazy. Number one, and this is by Ari Wasserman. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Wasserman. Number one, DJ Lagway. Woo! Which is crazy. Mm. This must be all potential. Number two, Lenore Sellers.
Woo!
More of a runner.
Yeah.
Right. Throw when I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Arch Manning.
We'll
see. You haven't done anything.
We'll see.
Number three, though.
Yeah.
John Mateer, who transferred in from Washington State. Okay, yeah. I can see that.
Maybe.
Okay. Number five, who actually, I think, out of all these guys up until now should be number one, Cade Klubnik. A bounce back year, yeah. And then he exceeded expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously got them in the college football playoffs. This dude right here is a dude. He was thinking about calling to Nebraska. But we got our quarterback, Sam Leavitt.
Yeah.
Who
one good year.
Yeah. He played well against Nebraska and Michigan State, won the portal with the whole Mel Tucker thing. Found a home, beat out Jeff Sims. Now look at him, top six, and did well.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Nussmeier, I think he's going to have a huge year next year. He's good. Receiving core is there. Going to lose. Offensive linemen are going to be gone, but I think he's going to do well. This dude right here, we saw him against Florida State over in Ireland. Haynes King.
Ooh.
I don't know about eight. Mm. No, number nine, Drew Aller.
Still disrespectful.
No, and then number 10 is Nico. I got some other guys. I mean.
No Carson Beck.
Not the guy from USC. Played at the end. Played against Nebraska.
Yeah.
No Dylan Raiola. Because mm-hmm. I think Dylan's just, you could put him in there with some of those guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the difference? Here's what I was. Well, first of all, the guys ain't playing. It's not really in discussion.
Right.
DJ Lagway and Dylan? No, right? It's not, right? Haynes King?
Not inspired. I think Drew Aller over Haynes King in a heartbeat.
Right. So, I mean, there's some other worthy quarterbacks out there, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Looking at just these 10, I would believe that Lagway has the highest ceiling.
Yeah, but we've
seen
that
before. You can talk me into that. Right. I agree.
We've seen that with Richardson.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm saying he can play his way into it. I'm not saying he's there yet.
Right.
Who is Georgia's backup? I think he has more of a case than Lagway.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Yeah.
Maybe. Gunnar Stockton.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sold on it. I'm saying it at least is a good case. But in some order, I think my top five would be Klubnik, Aller, Nussmeier. Mateer was really good. And then I'd have to find another one out there. But think about just the difference in star power and name recognition at the quarterback position in college football in 2025 compared to just 2024.
Yeah, I know.
That's a huge difference.
It's a huge difference. And now you got to earn the respect out there. Now you got to go take it. But I like your four, and then I would throw one of the guys, I'll call him freshman, that haven't played much in there. And you could just throw Arch Manning in there, and that's a pretty good – to me, it's a better top five. But
and Sellers is fine.
I like Sellers, and he doesn't get enough credit because he's a
winner. Luke Altmyer led a 10-win team.
Right. Yeah, and that's – he's definitely
– on the low?
Yeah. I mean – and Sellers is really good. He's a matchup problem. Mm-hmm. He can wear you down. He's big and physical, and he can throw well enough to kind of keep you honest. And he's played big in big games. But now teams have tape on him. So let's see how he does this next year. But Altmyer is a sneak. You know who Altmyer reminds me of? He reminds me of the Louisville quarterback in the draft right now.
Oh, Tyler Shuck?
Yep. Because have another good year, not really like with the pizzazz as far as like the name and how he plays, but then you start watching more tape, you're like, all right, this dude's actually pretty good, really good. So
Devin Dampier from New Mexico to Utah, Sawyer Robertson at Baylor are other names I'm seeing pop up right now.
What about old buddy from Utah, Cam Rising? He's been there for like 50 years.
He gone.
I know. He petitioned for like 85 years.
But it's just crazy just how
is Will Rogers still at Washington? Or is he a senior?
He was a senior. Let's see. Another top 15.
Oregon's quarterback.
Oh, Duke's quarterback, Darian Mensah.
Yeah. No, Oregon's quarterback.
Got Dante Moore.
Yeah.
Hadn't played at all.
But neither some of them guys in there.
Mensah's pretty good.
Arch Manning ain't played.
He played more than Dante Moore.
Oh, yeah, he's played more, but he ain't like...
Yeah, I know. I agree.
What's the difference? It's just kind of like, all right, you played more.
I like Mensah. Mensah's fun. Let's see. Scrolling through.
What's about the little dude from Arizona?
Kevin Jennings at SMU.
Yeah.
Noah Fifita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a hot prospect in the transfer portal. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there.
Not that Carson Beck was... he wasn't eligible for the draft before last year, was he?
I don't know. He probably registered.
Because that man and his stock, whether it's fair to him or not, are not in the same spot they were before last year.
No. And the amount of drops that he had at the receiver position hurt him, but nobody ever went to bat for him for it. So for them, he does have credibility or should receive credit.
Okay, but is that another knock against him? No one went to bat for it for him. Is that a knock on him and his leadership, locker room stuff, or is that just... They're
maybe
okay with
maybe there's
the
a little bit of animosity because he's definitely, you know, had a lot of NIL stuff. And Stetson Bennett had won two championships and you're supposed to be better. They paid you a lot of money to stay at Georgia. Mm-hmm. You got bounced. Understandable, but there was the amount of drops was bad.
Do you see what Miami did to your boy Carson Beck when he first got down there?
What, stole his car?
Stole his car, and he was... His side piece spoke up, and so he broke up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, it's one of those twins, right?
Yeah.
Miami. He might be back in the portal.
You ruined his life, Jay.
He's in that.
It's big, not the U.
I saw he's in that big old house contemplating life right now. Did I make the right choice? trying to text Kirby. What's up, bro?
You up?
Yeah, you up? Yeah, he's tough. It's tough, man. I mean, it's. Man, I mean, Michigan State's quarterback is decent. You know, I mean, he's, you know, so there's a lot of guys.
Aiden Childs, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're decent. So you got to think.
Mm-hmm. Even Iowa's guy, Mark Gronowski, is pretty darn good at South Dakota State.
He's really good there.
Yeah.
Now, they did put a highlight where he threw a back shoulder fade. So that everybody's in trouble.
That's a little too spicy for Iowa. They don't call right? that. You know, yeah. They're not there yet.
Well, they kept playing it from all different angles. So, you know, there's like they've never seen that before.
Did you see what the Wisconsin guy said about Iowa?
No.
He said this Wisconsin football player is getting interviewed by local TV or something. And at the end of every practice, Wisconsin is doing 42 pushups to remind them of the 42 points they gave up to Iowa. Mm. And the dude says something to the effect of, yeah, we do these 42 pushups because it's Iowa. They don't get 40 on anybody. They got 40 on us.
That's true. Legend. Legendary game. Yeah, man. It's this transfer portal. It's slowed. You know, when spring football started, you know, you're all football, but now it's opening during spring. And depending on when your spring ends, it's tough. Now, hopefully this 105 kind of slows guys down or potential 105 or maybe 120 slows guys down so they don't get out there and lose something that's guaranteed. But these young kids, I mean, heck, look at my man that was down at Texas Tech. He was there for like a week.
Oh, yeah.
The receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's sometimes, you know, the amount of work that you have to do at a new place and get acclimated, there isn't a price tag for it. And if you're not ready for it, you could lose a lot of money. And there's some guys that made some mistakes. There's some teams that made mistakes. And whoever makes the least amount of mistakes, especially in this transfer portal cycle and cycles and whatever is coming down the pipe in the future, will be able to survive and actually thrive at times. Because it's tough out there, man. I mean, you got guys that, you know, different places throughout the, you know, United States that are making more than guys that have made the Pro Bowl.
Woo!
And they have enough leverage because it's unregulated to go into a coach's office and say, I only will play with him, and him. And these are the only plays I want to run. So it's a, you know, you always want the college kids to get paid. You want them to, you know, live a little bit better than you know, you did. But somebody's got to step in and at least have some sort of plan and some sort of, like, concrete structures. Or else I don't know how college football survives.
It's very popular.
I mean, it's
going to survive. I'm saying in the purity, heart, soul.
Like, how much money can you keep getting from dudes and you're not getting any return? From your donors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they're not the owners, right? They're not getting that kickback. They can't sell when they want to.
They're just
to.
Giving you money and trusting you with it.
Right.
Now, the
just
trust,
for some seats and maybe a name here or there.
Right, and the trust is coming from you playing up to your price tag.
Yeah.
So, it's a unique time in college football and every sport. I mean, you got to think of it. You know, I know women's college basketball is a little bit different, but you know, Notre Dame lost their four of their five starters to the portal for whatever reason. The Flo J Johnson from LSU, she's not going to the WNBA. She's in the portal, just waiting to decide what she's going to do. Now, granted, the CBA is a big factor, but even when you're at a good basketball school, a really good women's basketball school like Notre Dame, you can lose all your players.
You just lost one to TCU.
Yeah, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
To TCU, never thought of. I mean, you had Jada Williams that left Arizona to go to Iowa State. I mean, there's a lot of constant movement, and also with the check.
Right.
Real quick, Austin, before we take a break, what'd you think about Mickey Joseph's statement that when guys go from his school, HBCU, or mid-major up, that there should be some sort of transfer fee?
Sounds like he's been listening to old school with Foreman and Norman.
See,
that's really what it sounds like.
Threw you that softball. You knocked it out of the park, man. I mean, I do think that because I think the amount of money that they put into recruiting and developing a kid, and they probably have way more limited budgets.
Well, it's probably less money, but a higher percentage.
It's a higher percentage. So that's why you need some sort of transfer fee. Because I think it would only help college football. And then also, it doesn't give bigger schools to just come down and just purge your roster.
I will agree with that to a point. Where I would maybe slow the brakes a little bit is that if there is an obvious case of tampering and it's provable, absolutely there should be like a fine for one school to the other. But I think I would recommend people go back and listen to the conversation we had with Chris Crutchfield yesterday, because a lot of these coaches understand that this is just the nature of the beast. And as long as it's done above board, a lot of times these coaches do want the best thing for their players. And if these players have professional dreams and aspirations, if you're good, you can get noticed anywhere, but it's simpler to get noticed if you're a bigger school, more TV exposure and whatnot. So if there's legitimate like poaching, tampering, or turning a program into your feeder program, come on, let's pay a fine. Let's pay something, transfer fee, whatever it is. But sometimes, you know, a kid will go in the portal because he's good, doesn't have an agent, is first time navigating it. He just knows, if this is what I do, I want to see who wants to reach out to me. That's not on a high major coach. They didn't reach out first sometimes. Yeah. You know, now I understand a lot of these cases are tampering, pre-existing relationship contact and whatnot. But I also don't think it's fair to a big school just to pay a little school for something they had no involvement with.
Sure.
You know, it's just kind of the way of the world. So it's a situation by situation basis. I want to get a blanket over it as much as we can to make it as consistent as possible to make sure that mid-major football, you know, FCS football is still healthy because it has a very deserving niche in the game.
Yeah, we don't think college football playoff without it though, because they do it. So I think I think there should be some blanket fee because of it'll help keep that alive. And when the lean, if there is a lean time in the in, you know, FCS, then you need that, you know, so you need that, you know, that I wouldn't say feeder system, but a little bit lower level excitement. And then also I think and it doesn't have to be a ton of money, but it's just something that can help, replace and then some the amount of money and resources that you, you know, put into the student athletes and stuff like that, that are going to level up and get a chance to play. And so it's commendable that coaches are okay with it. They understand it's the same way you were able to recruit the kid there.
Yeah.
You recruited over another school and got him to go there. But ultimately, you know, it hurts them longer because you don't have the depth of athlete. But now I will say, on the flip side, the argument is going to be, well, there's so many kids in the portal, you got to go and really work hard in the portal so you can replace those athletes that do choose to move on. So it's without a ruling, it's still going to be wild, wild west.
Yeah. For the first couple of years of the ruling.
Right. With the ruling, there'll be still a little bit more wild, wild west until the people that made the ruling can really see how people react and then kind of add to it, and we'll see. So anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.